Picture the surface of a medium-sized airport at night. Partial overcast, visibility down to 2 miles in mist. A regional turboprop has just landed and is vacating the runway. A Cessna 172 is holding short of the same runway, cleared to cross. A Piper Archer has been given a clearance to taxi, but is confused about the geometry of a complex intersection. The ground controller has 3 radio frequencies going, 2 aircraft that sounded alike on the last transmission, and no surface surveillance display. That situation plays out somewhere in this country every night. Not because controllers aren't skilled, they are, but because the tools haven't always kept up with the demand. I'm Tower. This is ATIS on Radio Hangar, and today we're talking about 100 airports that now have a better answer for exactly that scenario. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, just deployed its 100th Surface Awareness Initiative system, and here's what it actually means for the people listening to this show. Before we get into the details, a word from today's sponsor. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's start with what the Surface Awareness Initiative actually is, because the name is a bit of bureaucratic shorthand that doesn't immediately tell you much. For decades, the FAA has operated a high-end network of surface detection radar systems at the nation's busiest airports. These are called ASDEX Airport, Surface Detection Equipment Model X. About 35 major airports have them. Think O'Hare, Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, John F. Kennedy, Los Angeles International. ASDEX systems fuse primary radar energy with secondary surveillance using transponder returns, and they layer in ADS-B signals on top. The result is a comprehensive, highly accurate picture of every aircraft and vehicle on the airport surface, even in zero-zero conditions. A controller sitting at an ASDEX display knows where everything is at all time. But here's the thing. The United States has over 500 towered airports. 35 of them have ASDEX. The other 400 plus? For most of the country's towered airports, controllers have traditionally managed ground traffic the old-fashioned way. Eyes, binoculars on the cab desk, and radio calls. In good visibility during daylight hours with normal traffic loads, that works. Experienced controllers develop spatial memory for their airport. They know the taxi routes, they know which aircraft tend to miss the call, they know where the sight lines are blocked. But in low visibility at night during complex intersection operations, the picture degrades. Not catastrophically, not routinely, but it degrades. The Surface Awareness Initiative, or SAI, is the FAA's answer to that gap. And it's a clever one because it doesn't try to replicate ASDEX. It uses what's already out there. SAI relies on 2 existing technologies, multilateration and ADS-B multilateration. Pilots and controllers sometimes call it MLAT, works by timing the tiny differences in how long a transponder signal takes to reach multiple ground-based receivers. Triangulate enough of those time differences, and you can calculate an aircraft's position with reasonable accuracy. ADS-B out, which became mandatory for most controlled airspace in the United States in January of 2020, gives controllers a direct GPS-derived position from any equipped aircraft. SAI combines these 2 data streams and presents them as a real-time moving map on the controller's display. It is not as precise as ASDEX radar, but for the airports SAI is deployed at, it's a transformative improvement over nothing. A controller who can see a moving target on a display is in an entirely different operational position than a controller building a mental picture from radio calls and memory. Here's what this means for you as a pilot. If you're operating at an airport with an SAI system and you have ADS-B out equipment, you are visible to ground control on that display. Your aircraft's position is painting on the controller's scope every time you move. That's actually reassuring when you think about it. The controller has a data point they can use to verify your location if there's any ambiguity on the radio, to catch a readback error before it becomes a runway conflict, to see that you've stopped short of a hold short line when you said you were stopping short. The flip side is worth understanding too. Aircraft without ADS-B out, and there are still legal operations at certain airports and airspace that don't require it, may not appear on the SAI display with the same fidelity. Older transponders can still contribute via multilateration, but the picture is less complete. This is one reason the FAA has been emphasizing ADS-B out compliance so consistently. It's not just about en route surveillance, it's about surface surveillance at the hundreds of airports that now have SAI capability. The 100th deployment is described by the agency as part of an accelerated modernization effort. And when the FAA uses the word accelerated, there's context behind it worth understanding. In January of 2023, a video circulated widely through the industry. At Austin Bergstrom International Airport in Texas, a FedEx cargo Boeing 767 was on approach in pre-dawn darkness and low visibility. A Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 had been cleared for takeoff on the same runway. The FedEx aircraft crossed the runway threshold while the Southwest aircraft was still accelerating on the surface. The 767 executed a go-around. The 737 rotated and climbed. The two aircraft came within approximately 100 feet of each other. No one was hurt. But that event, reviewed by the National Transportation Safety Board, became a flashpoint for a conversation that was already building. Earlier that same month, at John F. Kennedy International Airport, a Delta Airlines flight had taxied onto an active runway in front of an American Airlines aircraft cleared for takeoff. Stopped, no collision. But two serious runway incursion events at major airports inside of weeks was not a coincidence. It was a signal. Congressional hearings followed. The FAA came under scrutiny for the pace of its surface surveillance modernization, and internally the agency accelerated the ESAI deployment schedule. The 100th system going online is in part a direct result of that pressure. Now let's put that number in some perspective. 100 airports with SAI capability sounds like progress, and it is progress. But consider the runway incursion data. The FAA categorizes incursions on a scale from A to D, where A represents the most serious events involving actual or imminent collision, and D represents technical violations with little or no safety effect. In fiscal year 2023, the agency recorded over 1,500 runway incursions total. The category A and B events, the serious ones, numbered in the double digits. Each of those happened at a towered airport. Many happened at airports with experienced controllers and established procedures. Surface surveillance isn't a guarantee, but the research consistently shows it reduces incursion rates. The deadliest aviation accident in recorded history was a runway collision, March 27, 1977, Tenerife, Canary Islands. 583 lives, a KLM Boeing 747 and a Pan Am Boeing 747. Dense fog, a controller who could not see the runway. A crew that began their takeoff roll before it was safe. The lesson from Tenerife doesn't get old. Surface surveillance saves lives. The FAA's longer-term roadmap calls for SAI systems at hundreds of additional airports. The agency hasn't published a definitive final number, but estimates from the aviation trade press have put the potential deployment target at well over 300 installations. 100 is the milestone. The work continues. For general aviation pilots who regularly operate at towered airports in the medium traffic range, your regional airport, the hub for business flying, the airport handling a mix of air carrier operations and GA on the same runways. This modernization is directly relevant. When a controller at your airport has a surface surveillance display, the margin of safety in ambiguous situations goes up. When you're on the surface in reduced visibility and ATC asks you to confirm your position, they may already know the answer. They're checking your awareness against theirs. That's not surveillance in any ominous sense. That's the system working the way it's supposed to. A few practical things worth carrying with you from this conversation. If you operate an aircraft not equipped with ADS-B out, check whether the airports you regularly visit have SAI capability. Your transponder may still contribute to multilateration data, but the coverage is less reliable. And in a world trending toward more surface surveillance, not less, being visible matters. If you're flying into an unfamiliar towered airport for the first time, review the airport diagram before you taxi. Complex intersection geometries are where surface incursions tend to cluster. Controllers with SAI coverage can catch you if you're rolling toward a hold short you missed, but you'd rather not test that backup. And if you're an instructor, this is worth a conversation with your students. The expectation that everything on a towered airport surface is visible to ATC is becoming more true, not less. That changes how we should think about ground operations. The headline from AVWeb is 100 SAI deployments. The story underneath that headline is a national infrastructure project years in the making, accelerated by incidents that could have been disasters and built on the ADS-B foundation that parts of the GA community were skeptical of a decade ago. It's not finished, but 100 airports is not nothing. Sources for today's segment include AVWeb and the FAA's published Surface Awareness Initiative program documentation. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Stay ahead of the surface.